Bet Yosef in Siman Shin Yudhet brings from Rabbeinu Simcha a case where a person went on Shabbat intentionally and poured the salt into the pot when the pot was on the fire. We learned already previously in a daily halacha that if the salt is not cooked, it's raw salt, it's forbidden to pour into a pot that's directly on the fire or on the blech. You're not allowed to pour the salt into that pot because the salt will indeed get cooked. It's raw. Although we said it's permissible to pour the salt in a kli rishon shelo ala ish, but a kli rishon she'ala ish is a suit. But let's say the person did it nonetheless. The question is, what is the status of that food now? Can you eat that food? You could argue and say, well, since the salt over there is giving ta'am to the food, so therefore, we say that the ta'am is osir. And since the food now is influenced by the salt, so all the food should become asur. Talakha says, it depends. If the food did not have any salt from before, and now this new salt that's being cooked, when you put it on the fire, is giving it the ta'am, in a chenameh, the food is going to be forbidden. However, if you put salt already from before Shabbat, and now you're only adding to enhance it, so therefore the flavor is coming from a combination of permissible salt that was put in from before Shabbat and the new salt. That's called in the halakha, ze beze gorem. The halakha says, ze beze gorem mutar. And that's the way Maran, or the Rama, I should say, in Shin Yuchet halakha tet is posek, like in the Binu Simcha, and the Mishnah Brura explains it, that it'll be permissible so long as there was a flavor already from before, but it just wasn't enough. And now, between the both flavors, it'll give it a ta'am. If, however, you didn't put salt from before Shabbat, or you put so little salt that the salt that you're putting now is giving really all its flavor, that you cannot say zeh v'zeh gorem, then in the chenameh, the pot is going to be, the food is going to be asur.